This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background right now, Mawelele, All My Life, featuring Acuesta. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by one of the fastest growing talents coming out of the country. He started his music journey from a young age and is proving that he is a force to be reckoned with. Adventure Family, help me welcome on the line, Mawelele. Good afternoon, Mawelele. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show. I mean, the last time that you and I had a conversation, All My Life had just dropped, and you promised to come back when you drop a body of work. And here you are, man. How has your life changed since the drop of All My Life?
Oh, man, yo. It's beyond my words, but all I can say is by the grace of God, my bro. That I'm here today, and the growth of All My Life has put me where I am. And I'm grateful to Abantu for supporting my talent, my music, Abo.
Yeah.
So I'm just grateful, man. It has put me into greater places. I'm able to collaborate with other artists.
Wow.
And I was able to drop my first album. So I'm very, very grateful. A lot has happened.
Man, that's a blessing on its own, man. But before we head and talk about the music, everyone has been, you know, and has seen the chemistry between you and Naledi Apiwe. So I have to ask, right? Is Romeo and Juliet, you know, just characters, or there's something real happening there?
Yo, my bro. So for now, I can just say it's characters, no bro. But there's a lot of chemistry going on. So yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it like that.
All right. We'll just see how everything you know, plays out, my brother. But back to the music. Congratulations on, you know, your new drop, the drop of the album Time. How long, you know, did it take you to work on this project?
Yo, my bro, it's been a while since I've been on this project.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't know what it's going to be this project yet at the time, because umculo ngokhiphile on this project is like music I made 2023.
Yeah.
So you can imagine.
Yeah.
So I've been working on this body of work. Masekumele iphume, I just had to decide and pick songs ebengifila ngazo zizi right to represent this project, and then just... I just chose these 8 songs, these beautiful songs. So yeah, my
brother. Definitely beautiful songs, my brother. But now tell us what inspired the songs on this project, and how did you go about, you know, choosing the people to work with? As you have mentioned that, you know what, the song that you released, All My Life, you know, it gave you a platform to feature and partner with a lot of artists. But do let us know, how did you go about choosing the people that you worked with on this project?
Yo, my bro, we're choosing the people. I just wanted to keep it simple for my first project. Me and Ash would know charity begins at home. So people I've worked with on the project, abandoned Nago Akuru, people who are close to me, Uputon Dalu Questa. Of course, he is so close to me because he gave me an opportunity on my first single, Yabo. And at that time, he didn't even know me. And also my brother, the Black Diamond. So to those who don't know, I'm signed under Umuti Records, which is owned by Black Diamond. So another artist is Makosi.
Okay.
He's a brother also because we are signed under the same label.
Yeah.
So and again, I work with Naledi Apiwe. I mean, it's family, Romeo and Juliet, you know the story.
That was definitely.
It's just family.
Yeah,
it's just family on this project. And yeah, my bro, that's all.
All right, bro. So, I mean, as an artist, right, it must always be, you know, hard to choose your favorite song from the project. So I need to put you on the spot right now, Mawelele. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a number one favorite song from the album Time?
Actually, I do, my bro. I do.
Yeah.
My favorite song from the album is Kangaroo.
Okay.
There's a song titled Kangaroo on the album. So yeah, I am so in love with that song. And the reason why is because that song resonates with me and it resonates with my family, and it resonates also with my parents, because Kangaroo is an idea that was given to me by my dad. So yeah. The concept of the song came up with my dad. So like it's a song that resonates with me and all my family loves it. So yeah, it's a jam that we jam to when we are together as a family. So I love that song a lot.
That is amazing. And to my Adventure family, Kangaroo song number 5. Just so that you know what that is, Mawelele's top song. He should have put it on number 1 since it's his favorite one. But anyway, Aziko Lapo. So, I mean, is there, you know, a song that almost didn't make the cut, my brother?
Sorry?
Is there a song maybe that didn't, like, almost didn't make the album? Like, that one that you're like, okay, maybe not this one, but it did. But is there a song that didn't make it? That almost didn't make it, that is. Yeah, to the album.
That almost didn't make it.
Yes.
Honestly, my bro, I even thought like adding more songs to the album. You know?
Wow.
So, because initially it was like 7 songs. And then last minute we were like, yo, we need to add the Naledi song. You know?
It's the chemistry, my brother. It's the chemistry.
Yeah. We just had to allow it to like flow and also influence the album. So it just had to happen, my bro, because people fell in love with the song and they wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
So, and at that time, it wouldn't make sense if we would have dropped it separate from the album. So we're like, let's put it to the album. But after putting it inside the album, I was like, why can't I just do 13 songs? Because it's an album already.
Yeah.
So they were like, no, my bro, relax, discipline. And then let's just give them 8 songs.
Maybe with the next one, my brother, you know, you'll do exactly that, because I have a feeling you have so much to offer in terms of, you know, music and the kind of music that you're dishing out to us. So we should also be patient, because those 13 tracks or more are definitely on the way, right?
Yeah, thank you, Mapo.
All right, so as we wrap up, Mawelele, you know, I'm about to play the song Naledi featuring Naledi Apiwe. What would you like to say to your fans that are tuned in right now?
More than anything, I feel like I can tell them ukuthi love is beautiful. And more than anything, it is very important to like love one another as people, more than anything, besides uthando lwabantu abawuthi wabathanda naye. But I can just tell people we need to love one another.
Yeah.
We need to be there for one another. Abantu who are going through a lot, like, love is there. And uthanda luyinegazi, aluyinobuhlobo. It's just love, man. Love is in the air. Love is from God, and more than anything, uNkulunkulu uyasithanda. And yes, that's the message I want to put out to the people.
Wow, man. I love that so much. A big shout out to you, Mawelele. You know, the humble soul that
you are.
Thank you so much for dishing out, you know, such beautiful and timeless music. And, you know, a big shout out and another congratulations for releasing such an album called Time, and all the best with your future endeavors, my brother.
I appreciate you so much, my bro. Hoping to be here next time again, you know.
Next time I need you in studio, bro. I need you in studio.
Of course.
All the best, my brother. Enjoy your weekend, yeah?
Thank you so much, Mabroski.
All right. And that was Mawelele.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.